It's now law. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has signed legislation making lynching a federal hate crime.
All right.
Less than 1 month after the Senate's unanimous consent, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is now, with the president's signature, the law of the land. Vice President Harris adds the law makes lynching a federal hate crime.
And to make clear that the federal government may now prosecute these crimes as such.
Michelle Duster, great-granddaughter of black journalist Ida B. Wells, who advocated for a lynching law, says it was repeatedly turned aside for more than a century.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Assurances from the White House that the federal government is equipped to handle the demand for extra COVID shots now that the CDC and FDA have both recommended another booster for people over 50 at least 4 months after their last vaccination.
We have plenty of supply to ensure that those populations can receive these shots.
White House Communications Director Kay Bedingfield. The FDA also recommends another booster for people under 50 who are severely immunocompromised. Cautious optimism as Russia and Ukraine conduct peace talks for the first time in nearly 3 weeks.
There are signs of change in and around Kyiv, where Ukrainian forces continue to hold their ground. Ukrainian forces say they have taken back key areas like the city of Irpin, claiming total liberation. However, a U.S. official tells Fox News no one should be fooled by Russia, and any movement is a redeployment, not a withdrawal of a military, the official says, can still inflict, quote, massive brutality to Ukraine.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. A Tennessee judge has dismissed a motion to declare a death row inmate intellectually disabled, which would have prohibited his upcoming execution. The judge wrote, federal courts had previously determined Byron Block was not intellectually disabled and was therefore ineligible. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The California Reparations Task Force is hosting 2 days of meetings this week and has heard from members of the public the big issue: who would be eligible for reparations.
Some think they should apply to all black people.
Black people have been purposely, deliberately, and methodically excluded from the benefits of this country. We need to take the same approach to include us.
But most were opposed to that, arguing it should only apply to descendants of slaves.
It is for repair for a specific group of people. I mean, are you kidding me?
Some said the entire effort could be jeopardized by a race-based approach that might be found to be unconstitutional. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Consumer confidence is on the rise despite inflation and the tension in Ukraine.
For the first time this year, consumer confidence rose, ticking up unexpectedly to 107.2 for March. Confidence was battered by the Omicron and Delta outbreaks and now the war in Ukraine and rising inflation. What has kept confidence from plunging even further? The strong labor market. More evidence of that in the latest Labor Department report. 11.3 million job openings in February. A slight dip from the month before, still about 5 million more than the level of unemployed workers. 4.4 million people quit jobs in February, slightly more than January. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Attorneys for some of those killed and injured in last year's deadly AstroWorld Festival say Travis Scott has violated a gag order. They say he tried to influence possible jurors ahead of a potential trial with a statement he made earlier this month. Scott announced an initiative to address safety issues at festivals and other large-scale events. A rep for the family of one victim says since Scott's effort involves an issue that's a focus of lawsuits and investigations, he's in violation of the order. An attorney for Scott disagrees. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.